We will speak today on the structure of the first man. Everyone hears, they know, seemingly, that there is such a thing, the first man, there is written about him, we talk about him, who is man, Adam. What we are talking about always from the creature. Who is the first man? Just like we have spoken in our previous discussions, what is the creature is the desire to receive, the desire to enjoy. Because that the thought of creation is to bring pleasure to the creatures, then it is only lacking the creature who will be able to receive this good. And the creature is called the first man. What is the first man? There is second, third. How much there is like this? Not because such is the first. And towards us, when we are attaining, when we are starting to develop the sixth sense included in the upper worlds, we are starting to feel it, we are starting to see then what is found to be in reality outside of us, above our five senses, we are reaching a structure, we see the structure, we attain it, we feel it, that is called the first man. How the Kabbalists have revealed this? How will we need to reveal this? We are found to be in this world in our five senses, just like we have spoken that in our five senses this is what we feel to be is our world, this world. This is what is being drawn in our five senses. There cannot be in them a drawing of anything else. We can add, by the way, all types of technology, microscopes, telescopes, from everything which we can add, we are only adding to our five senses more additional vessels which expand our field of feeling or observation in substance, or maybe to distance. So we are in all more and more start to understand what is called time, movement, place, our substance that is appearing within our five senses. We never what is our structure from within our vessels, it cannot be that we will give us something which is outside our five senses, because if we exist within our five senses, we do not even know what we are lacking. Then we do not even know what we can reveal. If we would know that we are found to be, let's say, in our world, just like in a closed room, and something is outside of me, exists outside of this room, and I'm only not able to feel it, then I would maybe in some way try to feel it, maybe to build some technology, some mechanism, maybe some method, something to develop it to me, some sense to feel something. But I do not know what is outside of me, outside of this world. So how, if I will search, I will always search within my five senses. And the five senses, they close me up inside the structure which is called this world. And so, we would never able to exit from this world in a regular way without able to develop an additional sense, the sixth sense. What is the sixth sense? How is it structured? How is it built? That if we would develop it, would reach a structure which is called the first man, the very first thought of creation, and so on. Then we would reveal what Kabbalists have always told us. It is built in a very specific, unique way. What is separating between us and the forces of the upper is in all dividing our same body those same five senses. If we next to them, how we built ourselves from our five senses, would develop in another sense, this point which is in the heart, which is awakening in us, we would be able to jump out from outside our body, outside our senses, which is general, through it and to feel the upper world. In other words, the exit to see and to feel the upper world is comprised of two actions. First action is when my desire to feel the upper world will be more than my desire to feel five senses, this world. Desire and my sensitivity to the upper world, there will be more than my relation to this world. The first action is called first restriction. When man that wants to ascend on top of this wall which is dividing between him and the upper world, he seemingly needs to make upon himself a restriction. What is a restriction? That what is above nature will be more of worth or value than what is found to be within nature. Then he needs to add force, to add feeling to what is found to be outside of him. What is potential force and feeling? To build a sense that in it he will feel what is found to be outside his five senses. The whole upper world, the spiritual world, is built on top of our five senses. You cannot together to feel the upper world and this world. It's not possible. And so the the light which comes to us, the upper force, comes and corrects us, enlarges the point which is in us. It has two actions. The first action is towards this world, and the second action is towards the upper world. When man starts to feel the spiritual world, he starts to feel a very unique structure. He starts to feel the collection of the souls, that they are all included inside the collective soul, which is called Adam HaRishon. Because if he is seemingly leaving himself, this is his world, this is his walls, and is acting outside his wall, is in all feeling the upper world. In what? In what vessel? And here we are getting stuck in a very unique action. The light is found outside the vessel. At the upper light made the desire to receive, it is found. He is found to be in this desire and only felt inside the desire. Outside of me, the desire, you cannot feel anything. This is our sixth sense. The desire could be towards ourselves or a desire to be outside of us. So what comes out, the man is found to be outside of him, outside of himself, he starts to feel the upper world in his vessel, the external. What is in the external vessel? That his desire is directed and feeling the other souls. In other words, we never come out of our vessel and we always feel inside the vessel. Like we drew, that if I feel inside my five senses, in my box, that in my sixth sense, what I'm developing, I'm also feeling the upper world, but in the sixth sense, which is called neshama, and it, I also feel inside this neshama, the soul, then this neshama, what I'm developing it in connection to the other souls. It comes like this. If man is able to, Mesugal, able to come out from within his five senses to the sixth sense, this is called that he is able to connect in something to the other souls. And to feel, if he feels from within his soul, what is happening in another soul, in connection with it, this is called the upper world of his. Once more, I will try maybe in another manner. The upper world toward me is called that I am expanding myself to connection with all the rest of the souls, and as much as I am adding them to me, this is actually my vessel, that within it I feel the appearance of the light, the upper force, in it. It is no other option, ability to feel the upper world, the soul, the eternal world, what we are able to imagine or to give words which is above this world, if not in the vessels of the rest of the souls. And so, the rule of love thy neighbor as thyself is called the large general law in the Torah, important for the appearance of the light inside the vessel of man. And so the arvut is the condition, in other words, the connection of the souls is the condition in which that there will be a revelation of the upper light, the upper force. In other words, man, which is starting to make a restriction on his five senses and to develop a desire above his, man is actually entering inside the vessels of the other souls, and then he is revealing, he's been made a Kabbalist. What is a Kabbalist? He's receiving what is being revealed in other souls, that he's connecting to them in his bestowal, and this that he is letting go, canceling himself. And then he is revealing the general vessel, which is called Adam HaRishon. Why is called the first HaRishon? Because he's really the first towards the rest of the souls. He's revealing that everyone is found to be, everyone, are all found to be in actuality connected in some structure, which is called Adam HaRishon. He's calling it such because is the prototype, the very first structure toward the rest of the souls. And everyone which comes out of his five senses is ascending above them. In other words, it's called that he is ascending above this world. He is actually revealing the same structure, the first man. He is revealing it in a very small measure, greater, that these are the levels of attainment of the soul of the first man, which is called Nefesh Ruach Neshama Yechida, Chaya Yechida. And this is how he reveals the whole vessel. The whole vessel of Adam HaRishon, which is full with all the light, which is comprised of all the corrections, they are called the world of Ensof. And so the Kabbalists tell us about the same Adam, which is actually a very large vessel, a very large desire to receive. all of us is basically a part of it. And everyone who reveals this reveals that same general structure. And how can we reveal this general structure? In the measure that man is able to take part in this whole structure, is a part of an integral part of it, that he wants to be the active part in it, just like every cell in our body, which is active towards the rest of the body. All the bodies, all the systems in nature, also the upper and also the lower, they are built in such a way that no organ and no tendon, bone, cell, some part of the body is not working to himself, or they're only to serve the rest of the parts of the body. And if he starts to work for himself, he is starting to eat what there is around him. In the end, is that he's eating them. Then he himself is also dying, because he has no from where to receive back his life, liveliness, his vigor. This is on the bodily or substance level. In spirituality, we are found to be everyone in the structure of that same first man. We, in the end, revealing that the Creator created only one structure, the upper world, and this one structure is working and connected in all his parts in a form which is integral, just like the body of man. That are us who are found to be here inside this structure. We received like a fogginess. We do not feel ourselves as if we're found to be inside and not found to be. After our five masachim, in other words, in our awareness, we're not found to be really in that same structure of Adam Arishon. And the difference between us, when we are found to be in this structure, is acting towards the others and receiving from everyone and giving everyone, between what we have now, feeling and acting. The difference is called the dissension after the five worlds. That towards us, this is called. And after, really, each one of us, we only do not see and do not feel and do not know about this, is part which is inseparable in the structure of Adam HaRishon, and acting in such a manner of the complete bestowal, and is found to be in Ein Sof, this world, the world, this condition of Adam HaRishon is full of Orot, eternality, wholeness. Rather, in our awareness, we are only feeling ourselves as if we are found to be inside other condition, other place. And so our condition is called the condition of without awareness, or the imaginary world, because this is only what is appearing to us from within some concealment. And Kabbalists that start to connect with all the rest of the souls according to the rule of love thy neighbor as thyself, and according to the rule of Arvut. According to this, they're starting to feel this condition of Adam HaRishon. When they start to feel this condition, when he starts to be clarified, the fogginess passes over. This fogginess starts to descend, and then this structure is being revealed more and more and more, in all in five levels of revelation. Instead of concealment, we have revelation. In other words, we're as if getting closer to that same structure. Yes? in our steps of we are ascending of the worlds, they are not already worlds, they are revealed, all these levels, they are revealing to us that same structure of the first man. In other words, that man is coming out from the Mahsom to a little bit even into the spiritual world. Then already here he feels the structure of the first man, and in every level he feels the same structure, yes, but in the manner of a certain fogginess. This is called his world, the measure of concealment on him. But it's always like this. In other words, to pass the machsom, or to connect with, in some measure, with all the rest of the souls, this is such. And to feel the upper world is called to connect with the rest of the souls as the integral cell inside this body of the first man, in something, in awareness, in a desirable manner, and then to feel myself that I'm found to be in this. And this is what is being revealed. We are all found to be inside the structure of the first man, and all the books of the Kabbalah, all our books are about this. The worlds are the levels of concealment when I'm found to be here. The souls is what I reveal in this whole world. The ruchot, srafim, heichalot, rekiim, everything that the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about, these are all forces which are acting inside this structured, seemingly hardened structure, which is not changed really, which is called first man. The Rabash gave once a nice example on our cooperation inside this structure. He's saying this: the whole world is bestowing, and all of humanity is found to be in mutual love and complete bestowal to one another. Rather, they're found to be in fogginess, as if they're doing one to another, like they're causing problems one to another. I have a friend, he is an owner of a restaurant. He thinks that he wants money. This is the measure of fogginess that there is upon him. And in order that he will have a lot of money, he is preparing the restaurant and making special food and advertisement, and like he's going to serve everyone, and all this is in concealment that he actually loves them. Inside himself will be revealed to him afterwards, after that he will pass through double concealment, regular concealment, revelation, all the levels will be revealed to him afterwards. Even then, he was in a situation that he was bestowing in 100%. Only he was in lie. He was lying to himself, without even knowing that he did this in order to attain money, in order to attain all types of other attainments. It's not important. But in the end, what is this example telling us? That we are found to be in Adam HaRishon. We are found to be in, there's no distance, there's no difference. We only need to open our sense and to start to feel that same and only condition which we are found to be in. And then we are revealing that we are found to be really in line towards our real state. The levels of revelation, which are really the five worlds, and every world we have the five large steps, which are called five partsufim, and in every partsuf we have other five levels, which are called five sfirot. So in every world we have 25 levels toward five worlds, and so the 125 levels of revelation. This is what man passes through. What is the levels of revelation? He is cleaning his sense, And such it starts to be clarified to him where he is really found to be in. Just like the sick, which is found to be a lack of awareness, slowly returning to awareness. And then he sees where he's found to be. And such, this whole condition of ours is called the imaginary world, because it's completely imaginary. In the spiritual world, we know that there is a part. Let's say I'm found to be in some level, even small one, that I came out only of this world, I came out on such, on some spiritual level, that I know inside this level, in the height of this level, that I am already found to be in some form of correct connection, with some correct structure. We still do not know, let's say like a baby, he does not know, he wants to reveal it, it's a very large world, he found to be in some connection with it, and he knows, here, I am working things out, I am specializing, and in the rest I am not yet ready, I'm not yet specializing in it. And so these worlds are called olamot, worlds, from the really the root of the word in Hebrew is concealment. And who is found to be in there is found to be in some concealment, that there is still more to be revealed in front of him. But there are conditions that we do not know what, and so he is found to be the imaginary world. That he is completely imaginary, and we are all yet really found to be in falseness. And so we really all have to start ascending above our five senses. What is the measure of connection between us and the rest of the souls? That it seems to us that now, if I need to give someone, or to think about someone, or to connect with someone, then this thing will cause me a diminishment, will harm me on my bigotness, that I will need to divide, I will need to give, and I need to lower myself towards the others, and so on. In other words, man feels his vessel alone, his small one in five senses. He does not feel his point in the heart, rather only his vessel, his small one. If we make a restriction on our five senses, restriction is called that man receives from this world all good. He does not need to do anything. Rather, he's paying attention to a development of the point in the heart, and not on his five senses. They are called natural senses. And so what is within our nature is what we can give them. The only problem is not to work in order to fill them. Rather, with heartfeltness, if man is giving his heartfeltness to the development of that point, then everything that we will demand of the five senses will only be as what is of need for existence. In the meantime, is existing in this body. We talked in a previous discussion till how long we have to be in this body, until we will be included in the rest of the Kli, the rest of the souls, in the integral form, in 100%. Yes? Why? Because then I am not in need to be also inside my bodily vessel. I will not need to determine some relation of mine to some other soul, in some measure, above in my five senses. And if not, then they are cancelled. Then I start to feel that also my body, as I see myself now, is not existing. And also, these senses, they will also be called imaginary senses. Only now I cannot determine. Also on this, Rabash gave it a very nice example. Man cannot discern between the situations which he is found to be in. So such a man that there is in this world also, an example. Man who was working. Let's say, he took a very, someone who was working with his horse. He was taking merchandise, he was passing it from one place to another. And such a, a merchant working with his horse and carriage, and he had a family, wife, kids. He was happy with his life. What more did he need? and he used to make enough to live. Very simple man. Suddenly he was saying, came a time of illness. Everything did not go as want. The children were sick. Not on us. They passed away. The wife, everything has been made really. The horse in the end even passed away. And he, from all his sorrow, he also passed away. He comes seemingly to the upper sentence, judgment. And then they are judging, what do we do to such a man, such a soul? He was okay. He was good. He was normal. He did not harm people. And he did what was the external life which ordered upon him. What can we give him? To give, we can only give according to the desire of man. What would he want? He wants his family, he wants his house, his horse, his carriage, and his simple work, that everything will be okay. This is a true example. Because why suddenly did they give someone in the next world, yes, more than what he wants? Then he is receiving this. They're giving him the same illusion that he's found to be with a woman, wife, kids, horse, carriage. Everything is seemingly nice and good, and he is enjoying. Now the question is, how does he separate? Is he in a dream, or is he in this world and seemingly running around with his horse, carriage, and kids and wife? Is there some discernment to separate between this and this? How do we discern between a dream, which is what called the imaginary world, and the non-imaginary world? We do not have an ability. And such, after that we reach to a feeling of the spiritual world, we start in the measure that we are starting to ascend the steps of the ladder and ascend, and we reveal some part, and we understand that there is still a part that we have to still reveal, which is concealed from us. We, matching to this, start to feel how much the world of ours, the previous one, was imaginary. That is, when I ascend in 125 levels of revelation, yes, and here is my world, the corporal, the bodily, and how much I ascend more, I in any case, at every level, need my body, because my body, as I talked previously, on it I build my freedom of choice to the next level, to the connection with the souls, to a additional connection with the souls in every level. I need to determine from the zero point of mine, and so I need to still be in my body to reincarnate again and again. And so in this measure that I ascend from level to level, in this level, for this world, start to see also on 125 levels that is more and more and more imaginary. I ascended to level number one. I see this world in number one that it is imaginary. And level two, also on level two, I see it as imaginary. In other words, in those same vessels, I start to also farther away and to relate to what I see here as things which really are imaginary. And according to this, I relate to them in only of need, that I see how much this image is needed, that how much this image which I have before me now isn't actually helping me correctly to stand upon my spiritual level of attainment. And so there is a great need in this world, in such a reality, when we are found to be in, bring ourselves to be alike in our body, in our great world, and in this universe, and so on.
But it is still worthwhile to mention, to remember, that our state is the same state of that wagon driver. It is regarding our world, and regarding the others, we exist in the same state of this owner of a restaurant who thinks that by being an owner of a restaurant he acquires money and pride and everything, every pleasure in this world, but initially all knowledge is only a lie. And this is the way the upper providence obliges him to function in the structure of Adam Rishon. The structure is the structure of Adam Rishon, of the first man, is not a homogeneous structure. It is not a homogeneous structure. There are upper more parts and which are more important to the structure and less important for the structure, to its functioning. And this is why every human being, every person who goes through these states of revelation, goes through them in a different way. The principle is the same principle. The principle is to stand on these five senses and to constantly develop the sixth sense, to develop one's connection to the rest of the souls. But everyone has different ways, has his own way. And this is why one day is not as the next, an hour is not like another hour, and a person in this path cannot resemble a different, another person's path. This is why the Kabbalists, in all their books, in their true books, they do not tell us about the pictures they see. They tell us about the corrections we have to go through, the corrections we have to correct our vessels with in order to reach that same degree, that same state, and see it. Bala Sulam, where's this song? And which you will reveal. It is in Shamati. What he's saying is that, and here is a true thing for you, to speak something true and not an external thing, and everything you will see, your eyes will see it, and not a foreigner. Meaning we cannot share this picture with each other. The other thing we can do is we can speak about the foundations, about the ingredients of this picture. Meaning, what is the desire one should have? The extent of one's yearning to see, the upper world. And then, about what is revealed. But this revealed, everyone will have to reveal it by himself. It's like one says to the other, you know, taste this, it is sweet, it is tasty. So, by saying that it is tasty, because we, because of the fact that we have similarly, we have similar senses, that maybe if I'll taste it, it might seem good to me also. But inside, when this sense is perceived inside our desire, we cannot equalize between those, between our private senses. Meaning our impression from each and every desire is something personal, and we can never compare between, we can never compare. Who is this? What is this? What is the creator inside this picture of the upper world? I don't know. We're speaking about a human being who reveals the world. When someone reveals the world, I've never heard that from within the skies or the clouds a human being had descended, or a great hand had bursted through and gave us a sacred book. The revelations were never committed in such a way. It is the things that is drawn in pictures and in the Orthodox pictures, it is just, these are things that are completely forbidden. It's drawing ourselves some kind of a character or a figure. It seems as if the Creator or the upper force is revealed as such a as some kind of a figure. Generally, such people, I think, need to be psychologically treated. But we don't see such things, and it's forbidden to believe in such things. The judge has only what his eyes can see. Sees only what his eyes are capable of seeing. But still, how do we feel, how do we sense those unnatural things? These things are not unnatural, supernatural. There is nothing above nature, but there is a corporal and a spiritual nature. We can divide it into two. The nature in which we were born, and the way we naturally feel this world, we can add experience here, we can add a research or about the place in which we're found to be in, but all in all, we reveal the reality we feel it the way we do because that's the way we're built. And we reveal this reality according to our desire. Because all of our substance, our matter, is only a desire. The atoms wanna hold themselves, wanna consist. The live and the plants want to grow, and the life want to change places. The human beings want to change places and move from place to place. And the human beings feel different desires, different in many matters. Meaning everything is up to the desire. The substance of creation is only a desire, meaning the force that is found to be inside the matter. And this force determines the shape of the matter. If we would have had the opportunity, let's say, to take that same pencil and to make it some kind of an ejection of an additional force, then this force could have become a plant. We would have injected him an additional force of desire, then this plant could have become an animated. And this another injection would have made this animate to a human being. And this, and according to Darwin's theory, people think that this is the way it is. That the evolvement or development can come in such a way. But we know that the development, that one cannot develop in such a way, because it cannot be that some kind of a gadget or something was already created and is in its defined state. That his desire can develop beyond the desire that exists in it. The desire can be revealed. If the desire exists inside this thing, but it is revealed, it is something else. So it is not an additional desire. It is only a desire that is being revealed, like a seed or a sperm inside of the human being. And inside the sperm, there's everything that is needed in order to create a great person with many desires and actions, everything that will come out of it. But everything is inside it. And it cannot be that from one degree of a desire, another degree of desire will emerge. Meaning, in its essence. So this is why the degrees of the still, vegetative, and animate are defined and cannot change, and are unchangeable. But just like the Ari is saying, and the Etzchaim and Baal HaSulam says the same in the third part of the Talmud Hilchos Sefirot. He says that we have the still, the vegetative, the animate, and the speaking, and between them we have additional discerns between one and the other. That between the still and the vegetative, we have the quarrels, the quarrel. We have the quarrel. And here we have the dog of the field, and here we have a monkey. We have the field dog, and then we have a monkey. These degrees are also permanent, but they are mediocre. They're between those degrees, but everything is defined. And if we will take this degree of the animate, then as much creatures you have, every creature has its own place, from the smallest ant up to a frog and a lion and so on, until it reaches the monkey. And the monkey is also in the border between the live, between the animate and the speaking, but he's in this border. He cannot descend and he cannot ascend. He stays in his own degree. You can take every live, every animate, and by many tricks or exercises, you can add him some customs, but by doing so, you do not develop a desire in it to cross from one degree to the next. His degree remains the same. So we shouldn't be confused. We all know we're working with the externality, with what is defined in nature and can never change. There are mutations in many external forms, but never, we can never change one's desire, because we have a desire, and from within this desire, the desire determines the attributes or the qualities, and from within the attributes, it determines the external qualities, attributes of the matter, meaning the forms of the matter, the shapes of it. So all in all, the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is named as the matter and the form that is clothed in this matter, the simplistic, the abstract form and the essence. Well, we don't speak about this, but what turns out is that everything is up to our desire. It's about the desire. We spoke about this previously, and we've read from Pticha to the wisdom of Kabbalah that the entire creation, from the beginning till its end, includes everything we might mention, except from the light. That the question you've asked, what is the creator? Well, we usually say that the creator is the upper light. So who is this upper light? So except from the substance or the matter of creation, which is a desire, the rest is called a force which is higher than the desire. And we call it the creator. We name it the creator. There is some kind of a force, a field, let's say. Force. An upper force. Why? This force is upper. Why this force is upper? Because the desire emerges from it. This is it comes before the desire, is the ancestor of the desire. Or it is not given by an SMS or by a book or by something like Kabbalists that developed their desire, because a human being can develop his desire. He's speaking, and in the speaking there are many, many, many degrees between each and every desire, between each and every member in humanity has a person. Usually we speak about a pyramid. There are many people who have simple wills, and very few people with sublime desires, special desires. But it is also not related to changing the desire inside a person. Every person has to, inside his desire, one has to develop the desire, to develop and to correct it. And it is enough for him to be incorporated with Adam HaRishon, because when we spoke about Adam HaRishon, we spoke about the structure. Each and every member only has to correct his attitude towards the rest of the desires, in this place in which he's found to be in, from his own place. So if I'm related to the structure of Adam HaRishon, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, Malchut, all in all, we have five parts in the structure. So if I'm related to some kind of a part, let's say here, then I have to arrange my relationships with the rest of the parts in Adam HaRishon from within my place, to be an integral, a corrected part that acts correctly inside this structure, to provide everyone what they need from me. Like a cell, like a healthy cell, like an active part inside this system. We do not demand from our eye more than to perceive this vision and to pass it on to others. But I cannot relay it to do something else. But the only thing we demand from our vision is to help us see. So every person enjoys the health of this entire body. When the upper force is, the upper light is revealed inside this entire body, we cannot change different desires, desires of other people. The same thing applies to the structure of Adam HaRishon. So we also spoke in our previous discussions about the fact that this, our circulation, our dissemination has to be in a passive way. We have to show each other that he has an opportunity to correct himself, to reveal the soul. And, well, in general, the generally the education and the attitude towards everyone can be only as an example, and as much as one is able, is capable of perceiving, he'll perceive. But we might show him and give him more and more examples, but we shouldn't hurt him. And this is why morals and educating according to the wisdom of Kabbalah are two completely different things. One who begins to develop spiritually, it's forbidden to say a thing. We have to show him many, many examples around this issue, that he has to be in his freedom of choice and to prefer to develop, because we cannot change our desire. But the human being himself has to choose the way he's going to develop his desire. And by external suppression, you will never be able to obligate him, because one's choice is to come from within. There's a choice, and there's the choice to use, there's a desire, and there's the choice to use the desire. And this choice can come only from within the human being himself. He can never receive a thing from outside, except from an example. And this is why we've said that there's a human being, and this human being develops, and around him there is his environment. And the way he's using his environment, this is the way one changes his usage of his desire. But his desire is his own desire. His attributes, his qualities are qualities with which he was born with. But the way he takes his environment in order to know how to develop his qualities better in the right way. In the correct way. Yes. Why this doesn't the upper world reveal when one, as long as one wants corporal desires and the upper world? No, I didn't say yes. It is written that every person's desire is greater than everyone is greater than his friend, his desire is greater. And it's written that since the time of the temple was ruined, then the pleasure of sex remained only for the greatest people. Our world does not become lower for the one who climbs in this ladder of degrees, because one has to constantly choose freely in the upper worlds while being in his corporal body. In every degree, just like we've said here, one has to climb, he has to constantly stand, exist in his body. We've read about this in our previous conversations, this article of how long should one reincarnate, meaning how long should he dress, clothe inside this corporal form until he does not go through all the degrees and incorporate in the other correction. What is the meaning of an external thing? Not this body, but the five senses with all the pleasures that might reveal in them, in it, that by them, by their help, he ascends, and time after time it changes according to his degree. So we cannot say that he leaves, or when he enters into the smallest spiritual degree, and in that same moment this world becomes dark and worth nothing. The opposite, on the contrary, it's written that Rabbi Shimon, before the end of correction, before his final degree, before his private final correction, when he rose to the end of correction, what's written in the book of Zohar? In the book of Zohar, it's written that he felt like Shimon from the market. We need to understand what is the Shimon from the market for him. It's not that same person who sells fruits on a stand in the market, but the felt, the way this salesman feels. No, with all the happiness he felt, upon all the degrees, being Gada Tzilut, he felt the heaviness of all those previous degrees. So that Shimon from the market is not the Shimon that we might describe. This is why Rabash didn't just write this article, how long should one reincarnate? There's a very great thing, there's a very important thing in existing in our corporal body, and this is why it is forbidden to disregard everything our body demands. But the right attitude, the right relation, between the world in which one is found to be in, and spirituality. What he reveals determines one's behavior. And this is why no one can judge the other externally, because he doesn't know what is his, what's his inner world and the degree reached. Think, assume that you would have seen Rabbi Shimon there in a moment, and this desire of Shimon from the market was revealed. If he would have revealed this, if he would have realized this desire, he would have ran to some kind of what? To some kind of a stand and would have sold, I don't know, pineapples or watermelons. So alongside with the spiritual degree, he reveals that the external, that the exterior ones would have revealed his external degree. They would have perceived only the thing he would have revealed externally. So they would have thought that he is just a salesman from the market, and not Rabbi Shimon. So those things are higher than us, and we'll gradually draw closer to the to understanding them. So I think we'll stop here, and in the next time we'll be able to learn about the three arrows. Those three are three states, and we'll learn our history, our corporal and spiritual history, the way it is revealed to. It's being revealed to a Kabbalist, to a person who reveals reality.